I looked after her dressing room.
Okay. Was this a one-off thing or did you work with her many times over many years?
It was actually one of my first interactions with a superstar on the job, and it was three full days actually. She wasn't the best person to work with, all four.
Ooh. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Here's the juice. This is...
Have you got a story to back that up?
What was it like over those 3 days with Madge?
Very demanding, bit of a diva. In fact, I think she invented the term. You know, she wouldn't make direct contact with you. She would talk to someone else to speak with you, even though they're both standing in front of you. That's tough.
You hear those stories and you're like, oh, that's probably just a rumour. Surely people aren't like that. But you're saying that that behaviour exists in the A-list celebrity world.
It definitely does. Yeah, she was probably the worst celebrity I worked for.
Oh, who else did you work for?
there's been a few. There's been a few musicians along the way, and there's some politics that I got involved in. And
do you know what? This is how I'm going to put it after hearing what you said, and I do believe you.
Yeah.
I love the Immaculate Collection, and I hold it very closely to my heart. And I don't know Madonna personally, so I cannot say whether or not I like her as a person. You can, and it sounds like you do not. But I still enjoy her music.
I feel like if you met her, you would be really disappointed, and that's the thing that would kill that album for you.
Oh, well, then I don't ever want to meet her. She's off the list.
Take her face off her shirt today.
I'd love a few more details, though, Anonymous. I know you said she's been very difficult, but what in your interactions with her over those 3 days, like what, give us some sort of, any sort of details.
I mean, they're not dealing directly with you. That's pretty rude.
Yeah.
No, well, she was pretty much the only one, like I said. So, you know, during wardrobe, it was demanded of me through her sidekick that I would pick up her clothes off the floor. Not my job. Champion, negative ghostwriter.
Did you say that back to the person to communicate that back to Madonna?
I did tell them I wasn't there to pick up dirty laundry, yes. And, you know, the demand of water in particular or certain alcohol or foods, they were to be specific, imported in, do not open anything, you're not to crack anything. People that would come in and out, they needed all kinds of details, photo ID. Whereas, you know, some others would just write a list and go, right, these are the people coming through, come on in, just check your name off at the door with this person, some kind of ID. But these people for Madonna specifically needed to go through pretty much airport security to get through to her. She did walk around like God.
Wow.
See, I love this stuff, though. Madonna is a big star, let's be honest.
She's one of the biggest pop stars of our generation.
I've met some A-listers who are super nice, by the way, super personable, so they're not all like this. I've actually been shocked by how nice some of them are. I'm like, wow, you're just nice and normal. Exactly. Yeah. But I also love this side of it, Anonymous, as well. I love that someone is so diva-ish.
Well, they're not rumours then. So that behaviour that you read about, you know, that we kind of joke about, is it has come from a real place. I am upset by this conversation, but I'm glad that we've had it. And I think, like a lot of people listening, they may be surprised to hear this. But thank you for being brave enough to share your story.
My pleasure.
Who's the nicest, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Billy Joel, 100%.